This is a HeadGum Podcast.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Cheryl Hines, we've done it again.
We have uncovered...
Nothing!
You know what?
What?
We did go down memory lane about some of our... personal assistant days, which I find fascinating.
Stories we've probably told many times. It is Elaine.
I'm sure we have. But I like to think that our listeners also don't remember things the way that we do. So It feels new every time we say it.
You mean our listeners are snervals?
Snurbles?
Just,
or snurkbles?
Yeah, just that it's endlessly amusing whenever I run into these people and they tell me that they're snorkels or snurbles. And I'm always just like, how? Let's spell it. S-N-U-R-K.
No.
B-O-L.
S-N-E-R-K. B-O-L-S.
Snurkbols.
S-N-E-R-K-B-O-L-S.
We should do jumping jacks on our next live stream. Doing
S-N-E-R-K. No, we should spell it out with our bodies.
Oh, okay.
You know, you make an S. Tig.
Cheryl.
Next time I see you, let's do that. We'll lie on the floor and then we'll spell it out. And then Thomas can cut it together. And you can see our bodies spell out snurkbols.
And maybe we can meet in the snow and make snurkbol angels.
I would do that.
Okay.
I think we should really get right into this.
Let's do it.
People are going to want to hear this
story.
Fireball of a story. Mm-hmm. Ladies and jerks, welcome to Beanie Mania.
It all started when Tig and Cheryl met in the mid-2000s.
Hey, nice to meet you, Tig. I'm Cheryl Hines.
Hi, Cheryl. I'm Tig Notaro. Should we do a podcast about documentaries?
Yes.
A podcast about documentaries?
Is this microphone on?
Five furious frogs fiddling faintly. Furious frogs fiddling faintly. Five furious frogs fiddling faintly.
I am the first ever podcast. And Tig and Cheryl are following in the sound of my footsteps.
Let's get started.
I'm so ready.
Tig and Cheryl.
True story. Hey, TK.
Hey, Cheryl. Hey.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I feel like I could laugh for an hour and then just call it an episode.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to getting into this. And then at the same time, I'm not.
Yeah. Well, what is it?
You want me to just really dive into it?
Well, I mean, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Like nothing new, honestly.
I had some friends in town. We're going away for the weekend. I have more friends coming in town.
You have a lot of friends.
I know. It's surprising. And they're even from like decades ago.
That's sweet.
I maintained friendships.
That's very sweet.
And
soulful.
Yeah. One visitor was an ex-girlfriend of mine.
Oh, scandalous.
Yeah.
And how did Stephanie feel about that?
Well, they really enjoy each other.
Aw. Well, that's nice.
And then one is a childhood friend.
Wow, way back.
Way back.
Well, I'm just getting ready to go shoot. I can see your voice.
Yeah.
For the next 3 weeks. So I'm like packing my bags, getting my roots done. What else do I have to do?
Now, I haven't seen, this might surprise you, I have not seen I Can See Your Voice.
That is shocking.
And so you're a cast member.
I'm what we like to refer to as, what do they call us?
The star?
No, like a sort of a detective.
Oh. Would I enjoy the show?
You know what? If you watched it with your sons, I think you would.
Oh, okay.
It's fun to watch with kids or if you just want to have a good time. It's, listen, there's no storyline to follow. And it is insane. And you just, you watch people sing, you watch people lip sync. There's a lot of fanfare. Mm-hmm. And we're, you know, jumping up and down and cheering for people and...
Okay.
It's just a fun time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like fun times. Yeah. Well, maybe one day I'll watch it.
I'll let you know.
You know, we could do like a special screening, you know, a streaming show where I watch I Can See Your Voice and we do commentary
on
it.
And we talk about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we could watch Star Trek.
Oh.
And...
Oh, yeah. This would be amazing.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what we should start doing, watching each other's projects.
Projects, yeah.
And do they still do that? Remember when DVDs came out and then they had the, what was it called? Were you?
Director's commentary.
Yeah, commentary. And then you sit there and you watch it and you're supposed to talk about it. I remember we did one for Curb and we were just sitting there and we're like, I don't know what we're supposed to talk about. Yeah, that guy was, annoying, that background guy. You know, he kept eating Fritos in the middle of the take and we didn't have anything to talk about. Like,
I bet the fans loved it anyway.
They loved it anyway. Well, let's bring it back single-handedly.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So now we'll just get right into it. Seriously. Okay. Today, we are talking about Beanie Mania.
Yep.
It's a 2021 documentary directed by, oh boy, Yemizi?
I do not know.
Yemizi. Okay. Brooks. The film explores the Beanie Baby craze of the 90s with interviews from the major Beanie players. Beanie Mania is currently available to watch on HBO Max. Okay.
Is that what the movie's called? Beanie Mania? I never even caught that. I Googled watch Beanie Baby movie. Beanie Baby?
I hope
is that
we
what
watch
it's called?
The same movie. It's a
is it called Beanie Babies?
No, it's called Beanie Mania.
I know, but are those little things? Yes. They're called Beanie Babies.
Oh my God. Did you just watch a whole...
I'm just having a blank out, you know?
They're called Beanie Babies.
Okay, Beanie Babies. Okay. Were you? Well, I've now revealed... I've spilled the beans and revealed that I
don't know and
was
don't care.
Not caught up in the Beanie Baby world.
And the Beanie Mania. I was also not caught up in the Beanie Mania. I mean, because this happened in the 90s.
Yeah.
Right? In the 90s, I didn't give a shit about Beanie Babies. But after you have a baby and then you're buying little, you know, weird toys, it's like, okay.
You were buying Beanie Babies?
When Kat was little?
Yeah.
I remember a Beanie Baby, but I don't remember. It definitely wasn't like, ooh, I got to look up. I mean, I think I bought Beanie Babies. I don't know.
You know, I do remember when I first moved to LA and I had a job at this production company, the office manager was into Beanie Babies.
And when you walked into that person's office, was it just covered with Beanie Babies?
You know, I don't remember ever walking into her office.
Now, how did you know she was into Beanie Babies?
Well, because she...
Worked it into the conversation all the time?
The people that worked at this job typically didn't spend a lot of time in their actual offices behind their desks. There was like a... You come up the elevator, you walk in, there's some couches and chairs, and everyone kind of just hung out there and chatted a lot. And I heard about the Beanie Baby stuff there. I feel like that was the only person I knew of. That's the only time I really came across a discussion around the Beanie Babies or...
Maybe
her office was full of Beanie Babies. Yeah. I truly... And what's odd is a lot of times she wasn't even at the office, our office manager. And so you would think maybe I would even...
Sneak into
peekaboo
her.
In her you office.
You must have. You must have.
But I didn't.
Have.
I didn't.
I hope you didn't steal any of the valuable Beanie Babies that were in there.
No, I don't even think I think maybe I walked in her office once or twice.
Isn't
when she was in there.
Isn't it always weird to sort of discover that somebody collects things like that? Like, I mean, I know I'm about to get a braggadocious alert, and it's something that I'm revisiting, so it's a bluebell as well.
Wait, are you friends with a Beanie Baby?
No, but I was about to talk about Barbara Streisand again.
Braggadocious alert!
Because when you go to her house, there are dolls everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
She has dolls like on her staircase.
FaceTime her right now.
Hey, Babs.
And extra points if she picks up and she's eating a pork taco.
But, you know, I just wouldn't think that, I just would never think, oh, Barbara Streisand loves dollies, little dolls.
Yeah, you have talked about, well, why would you call them dollies?
Well, because they're little baby dollies.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just sitting around everywhere.
But why wouldn't you call them dolls?
Well, because dolls, I feel like there are a lot of dolls. There are different kind of dolls.
Dollies is a gross word, I feel like. Hand me my dolly.
Well,
dolly.
Why is that
dolly.
A gross word?
Dolly.
Like panty?
Yeah, panties. My dolly's panties.
Ew. But one time when back when I was dating in my 20s, mm-hmm. I remember going home to this guy's apartment, and he had, I didn't know this till I walked in, like a wall covered with action figures, and some were in their boxes, and some were just sitting on the shelves, and some were like in an action pose.
Was he the drummer that helped you move to LA?
No, different. This guy is in LA. And I was like, whoa, how did this never come up before this moment?
That he has toys.
I needed a warning.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sure I had a weird reaction to it.
And what did he say about it?
He said he loves to collect them, and some of them are very valuable, especially the ones that are still in the boxes.
I have some things, and I've thought maybe I would auction them off on like a streaming show.
Mm.
But I have some things that I've gotten through different TV shows and movies that I've done, and like action figures and toy things.
Yeah.
What do you do with them?
I know.
Well, what I've done is I've auctioned some off. I've given some to, you know, different auctions and things. But then I've thought maybe I'll package up like a big bag or suitcase of just miscellaneous things and then raffle that off. You know what I mean?
It's going to be a grab bag.
Yeah. Like who knows what's in that suitcase or who knows what's
in
that bag.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I want to do it. Does that seem like I'm just following your lead? I'm looking around my office because I have weird things that people, you know, like I have a bottle of tequila.
Wait, that looks like a weird thing up there next to the brown box. That looks like it could be an action figure up there.
Yeah, it's from Ellen DeGeneres.
Okay, well.
It's from her show.
Yeah.
Well, what do I do with it? What do I do with a tiny doll
right.
of
well,
Ellen?
Well, what you do is you put it in a bag.
In a bag.
And we do our miscellaneous Hollywood hogwash stuff raffle. Auction.
All right, you know what? And it's going to come in a tote bag. And on the tote bag, it's going to say, Scram Clown. I'm going to Puss Town. And it's your weekender.
Scram. We got some really great fan art.
Oh my gosh.
Scram
we did.
Clown. I'm going to Puss Town.
And it's on our Instagram.
Thomas sent it to me. I think it was Thomas who sent it to me. And when I opened up my email, I did an actual LOL when I saw that. Did you?
Samesies. I did. Yeah. I was not expecting that to coming at me.
Nor was I. It's really well done.
Okay, listen, we haven't even started to. Okay, Ty Warner is the elusive creator of Beanie Babies, and his company, Ty Inc., did zero advertising, but yet the Beanie Babies craze took off. The hype was mostly due to the secondary market. I mean, it's very interesting because this started, like we said, in the 90s, and he didn't want to sell these in Toys R Us or big stores, Kmart, Walmart. He only wanted to sell them in little shops. And it was just sort of odd how, what do they call themselves? The Beanie Ladies. These Beanie Ladies got together and decided that they loved these Beanie Babies. Is that what you got from
got me? Together and they decided they love these Beanie Babies. That's a great way of putting it.
Joni, Becky, hey Becky, hey, and Mary Beth were, I mean, hey to all of y'all, were careerist turned stay-at-home moms who became avid beanie collectors in the 90s. Collecting in general was popular at the time. And this guy, Ty Warner, who created them, was very mysterious and shy, and he just wanted to start his own company. He worked at he followed in his father's footsteps as a salesman of toys.
I mean, did he make no other toys?
I don't, there's no way to know.
Yeah. I mean, when I was watching, I was like, you just end there? You just make Beanie Babies and they explode? I mean, I would be like, wow, I guess I've really got a talent for this. And he was milking the Beanie Babies so much that it seems like if he spun off and did something else, everybody probably would have started collecting that.
He launched the Beanie Babies. He launched them in 1993, and he had 14 employees, and one of them was named Lena, and Lena worked for Ty as a telemarketer for the company. And Ty wore unusual. He wore unusual outfits when he would go into these toy stores to show his Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
Like head to toe fur coat with a top hat.
Yep, got to. God, I'm glad I took the path I did.
And at first, the Beanie Babies he struggled to sell. And then Lena, this cute girl. Why don't we give a little poem for each Beanie Baby? Because they all have names. But here, can I say this?
Yes, please.
I was a little confused. I was a little confused when they would show a Beanie Baby and then they would show somebody's name like Lena. Because then I was thinking, is there a Beanie Baby named Lena? Or...
But that's just who...
They're talking to?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
There's no way
to
know.
We have to take a break.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we do. Oh, we have to. Right around this time every week, Cheryl.
And it shocks me every time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you took it pretty well this week. Okay. But we'll be right back on Tig and Cheryl True Story, talking about the hard-hitting documentary film... Called Beanie Mania?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS or play online via Facebook games.
And we are back on Tig and Cheryl True Story. Oh, yes.
Beanie Mania. Well, I was just going to finish this thought with Lena.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. First of all, I'm slightly disappointed that you don't know the answer to the picture of the Beanie Baby with somebody's name in the crayon. Is that what it's called?
Uh-huh.
The crayon? Crayon.
Uh-huh.
Because it looked like he named a Beanie Baby after Lena.
Uh-huh.
You don't care.
I don't care. And that's kind of, I would say, if we can just say that right
if you
now.
You had to sum up your...
Yeah, my feeling about Beanie Babies and this whole story.
Yeah.
I just...
You were like, I get it.
Oh my God. What are we doing, people?
This was like, who was the, remember we did the documentary about and he was always practicing in his bathroom or.
Oh, Kenny G.
Yeah, Kenny G. Somehow this sort of reminds me of Kenny G. Where it's like, we're going to watch a documentary about Beanie Babies. It's like, okay.
Well, and to be fair, when we were choosing the next documentary, you were like, I say we do the Beanie Baby one.
I did say that?
Yes.
Oh. You know
why? I had chosen something else, and you were like, how about that? You were like, Beanie Babies is kind of calling to me. And I'm like,
I thought, honestly,
nothing.
There would be murder involved or something. Not that I love murder, but I'm just saying, I thought it was going to be one of those where you're like, holy shitballs. I did not see that coming.
Yeah, this was just...
Oh, I see it. I see it coming.
Oh, okay. I see...
Here's one thing that I didn't see coming.
Mm.
One of the women in here wrote and performed a Beanie rap.
Yeah, but when it started going, I did think, well, this was the 90s. and... It feels very housewife raps time period.
When, like a housewife?
Like a housewife is like, hey, kids, thanks for coming to church. It's important for you. And here's some merch. And the Lord is with you all day and night. And you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It feels like nobody really does those kind of raps anymore.
Yeah. Or maybe they do, but they were just drowned out by... real rappers.
Yeah, and maybe my rap wasn't very good.
I liked it. And you
now
rhymed.
That I'm
you rhymed on
church and merch. And scram, clown, I'm going to Puss Town. What's up, Beanie Babies?
Wow. Gosh, I hope we hear that at the end of this.
I guess housewife or stay-at-home mom rapping.
Mm-hmm.
And let's be fair.
Yeah.
White.
A white lady. Not that white ladies can't rap. We see it out there. Of course they can.
I feel like they can now. I feel like they've learned how to. Actually, Deborah Harry from Blondie.
Right.
I think that was one of the first rap songs in pop music was Rapture. Rap. Sure.
Rapture.
Be pure. When you get in your car and you drive real far and you drive all night until you see a light and it lands on the ground all big and round and out jumps the man from Mars and you try to run but he's got a gun and he shoots you dead and he eats your head and now you're in the man from Mars. Do you remember that song?
Yeah, barely. Rapture.
Be pure.
I don't remember that part. Be pure?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, clearly this lady, Jeannie.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
This Jeannie was a beanie collector.
Jeannie Mania.
She wrote a song and it's called a beanie rap.
Okay.
But by the way, just so you know, Jeannie had worked for the FBI.
Uh-huh.
And she quit because she needed a life change.
Okay.
So she ended up joining some Beanie Baby chat rooms. And got hooked, but let's just listen to her for 1 second, because this is nice.
I wrote a song, it's a beanie rap, and the words just flowed through my fingers as I typed them into a computer. People have told me it's catchy. Oh yeah, Let me tell you a story about a guy named Tyson. He created these bees that make me hot. Little beans in their bodies and cute little faces, and addicted to them. Been to all kinds of places, smuggling bees upstairs. It's no lie, and it all ain't at all on a guy named Tyson. Beanie rap. It's a beanie rap. It's a beanie rap. I'm all tied up.
Wow.
Wow.
I like that she calls it a beanie rap.
I was going to say the chorus is, the chorus. It's like writing a country song and being like, it's a country song.
It's a country song.
It's a country song.
Did she say she sold some copies?
It sounds like she did.
Listen, I'm happy that it brought her happiness and joy. That's really what life is about.
Absolutely.
Which is part of the story of this Beanie Baby, right? So these Beanie Babies came out.
Yes, Cheryl.
I don't 100%.
It's a beanie wrap.
It's a beanie wrap. It's a beanie wrap.
Wrap.
What did she say? Smuggling beans upstairs.
I don't know.
Those lyrics. I was trying to figure that one out. Listen, they're cute. The Beanie mm-hmm. Babies are cute. They're mm-hmm. small. You can hold them in your hand. Mm-hmm. You know, if you hit another kid with your Beanie Baby, it's not really going to hurt them too much. So parents like that. But what is peculiar is that it was really the mothers that got involved in the Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
And they sort of set the country on fire.
Yes.
How do they have so much power, these Beanie Ladies?
Beanie Ladies.
It's the Beanie Ladies. So Lena... Mm-hmm. Sort of the brains behind this operation. Yeah. She wrote the poems for all the Beanie Babies.
She's like the beans in the bag, you know?
She is the beans within the bag.
Yeah.
And she was seemingly young, right? She said that because this was the 90s, AOL just came out. People are just getting computers. And mm-hmm. she said, why don't we build a Beanie Babies website? And it became one of the first blogs on the internet. And according to one guy, it was a precursor to Facebook. Wow.
Oh.
Wow. They're really taking some credit. And so people started buying Beanie Babies. And then they were online talking to each other. Where can I find? I can't name one of them. I wish I could.
Princess.
Princess. Is that one? Mm-hmm. Or are you just guessing?
Princess Diana.
Oh, right. Well, they did make one. For Princess mm-hmm. Diana after she passed.
Yeah.
So people would go online and say, oh, and then somehow it turned into people buying Beanie Babies to sell to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Because the supply and demand was, they couldn't keep up with the supply. So as soon as they came out.
You mean the demand?
Oh, the demand. Well, yeah, the supply for the demand.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to Business Talk.
On Tig and Cheryl, true story.
Oh my God. I like the one lady that she didn't even have kids, but she just...
Joined in.
They would keep track of the Beanie Babies. They had spreadsheets. They...
That's insane. It is truly... an example of killing time until you die. That is what this is. What do you mean you're doing a spreadsheet about Beanie Babies? What do you mean? We're all just doing busy work.
We're just buzzing around until we go to a higher place.
Acting like things are important.
So,
and everything is ultimately just a Beanie Baby in a different form.
It is
and
just we're a doing Beanie Baby spreadsheet. That's
our
it.
Our bosses are riding our asses for the Beanie Baby spreadsheet.
You're running for the bus to try to get to work. It's like, doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
You guys, don't run. Don't run for, you're going
to
be okay.
Whatever you want to do to kill your time until you die. You do it. You do you. Okay? These moms
really
were doing Beanie Babies till they die.
But then what happened was
mm-hmm.
Then some people, like Phyllis.
Hey, Phyllis, hey.
The Beanie Queenie. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Did she call herself that? Or
who cares? Does... Who cares? No.
She collected Beanie Babies and then would sell them. Mm-hmm. So she was like, oh, I see an opportunity.
Yep.
I'm not an idiot.
I am not stupid.
Watch me.
Yep.
She was paid $20,000 to buy rare Beanie Babies and deliver them to Hawaii. So in 1997, she and her husband, I mean, the telling of this, they were acting like it was a real, like it was a drug operation, right?
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to hand deliver them in Hawaii because they didn't want them to be intercepted in the mail. But can you imagine how stressed they were on that plane carrying a $20,000 bag worth of Beanie Babies? They were probably like, oh my God, no, we're not checking this. No, we're bringing it on the plane and don't touch our bags.
Can I tell you, please, when I worked for that production company?
Yeah.
Years ago.
Okay.
I was given a job.
Okay.
To go pick up one of the actors. I think it was an Emmy gown.
Yeah.
And I did.
Okay.
And it was like worth
$30,000 or something.
Yeah. I was going to say 20 or
yeah,
something thousand dollars. And the place I picked up the dress from was kind of near my apartment.
Uh-oh.
And so I swung by. I parked my car out front.
Oh, no,
swung
no.
by. Went inside to get something. I don't know what I had to get. But I was like, oh, this is perfect. I'm kind of near my apartment. I'll just run in there.
Oh, no.
I ran in there and it came
no.
out. And I, no.
Okay,
go ahead. It's not what you think.
Okay, thank God.
But I got in my car and I looked over at the passenger seat window and it was down.
And the sparkling Emmy dress was just laying across your seat.
And I looked over and it stopped me in my tracks and I just stared at that open window and I slowly reached out to it and started flapping my hand in the empty, like the nothingness of where a window should be. And I was like, oh no, oh God, oh God. And I was like looking around and I think it was a few, oh, you know what it was? It was a few different dresses
oh, God.
That I had to pick up for her to try on.
Oh no.
And they were all there, but my window was down in my Honda.
When I was an assistant, I remember another assistant telling me that they had to go to San Francisco to pick up a cake for their boss.
Uh-huh.
And on the way home, they bought a seat on the plane for the cake. So they had to get on a plane and sit next to a cake.
It would have been great if somebody came in and sat on the cake. We have to take a break.
Oh, so. I was going to tell you an
okay, go ahead, and then we'll take a break.
Well, it's not going to seem that interesting now that I made a big deal
of it. Well, of course.
But it doesn't have an ending, but.
Well, of course not.
But one time when I went to the Emmys, I was wearing such.
Braggadocious slurp!
I'm sure it was one of the years I was nominated.
Was it one of the years I was nominated?
Oh, braggadocious alert! I was wearing such valuable jewelry.
Yeah.
That they gave me a security guard
that
had
really?
To be with me all night.
Oh, fun.
It was kind of crazy. I'm like walking down the red carpet and then, you know, there's Harold. It's like, oh, you're in the shot. You gotta. It was fun, but also weird.
Well, it gave you bragging rights.
And then some of that jewelry is so hard to take off because, you know, they don't want it like
falling off.
So I have slept in like giant diamond necklaces.
Wait, why slept in? Oh, because it's hard to
get it off at the end of the night and it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you've had a few martinis and it's like, ah, fuck it. I'll do it.
Tart meanies. Yeah.
Too many tart meanies.
I've never
slept in your jewels?
No, I've never done that. And nor have I ever been given jewels or asked to you know, will you wear our jewels or...
Well, you have to put it out into the universe, I'm sure.
Okay, well, if somebody's listening now.
I would love to see you on the red carpet with just jewels dripping. Are your ears pierced?
Yeah, but they haven't actually had earrings in them for years.
Well, you can do clip-ons.
Years ago when I first started dating this girl, Sasha, that I was dating when I first met you, she told me, you look like a little baby who's... mother is trying to show the world that you're a girl, baby, with earrings your ears in. Yeah. And she said, I need you to take those out now. Okay, we have to take a break and we'll be right
back.
We'll
be back with the beanie mania.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
And we are back on Beanie Mania with Tig and Cheryl.
True story.
True Beanie Mania.
Oh, well, just quickly. You know, I told you the joke that my mother, Crackle Rosie, told about her punchline.
Yeah.
Benny Albaghetti and
not
taxi,
her joke,
honey.
But.
No. And then Thomas sent us a clip because one of our listeners sent a clip. Oh. And it was from the Mary Tyler Moore show. Where Ted is trying to write a joke. And my mother will say, do y'all want to hear a joke? Mm-hmm. We're like, yeah, okay. And she's like, something, something, something. I don't remember this part. And then the punchline is, Benny Albaghetti and taxi, honey.
Okay, let's hear the actual
show.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Anna Maria Albaghetti. Anna Maria Albaghetti who? Anna Maria Albaghetti in a taxi, honey.
I'm sorry, I thought it was funny. Well, what do you want? I was feeling down before, now I'm feeling better. That's really cute. Anna Maria Albaghetti in a taxi, honey.
Please be ready about half past eight. Now, baby, don't be late. I want to be there when...
I still don't...
I don't get it either. It but you know what's really song? Crazy? Is she reminded me of you there. And then also, what's his name at the far left looked like Larry David.
Oh, Gavin. What's his name, Gavin?
I don't know, but I was like, what is this? The first iteration of Curb?
By the way, did you know that Snoop Dogg just dropped?
The answer is no, but go ahead.
Just dropped a video called Crippia Enthusiasm. Crippia Enthusiasm. And I guess he's dressed like Larry David for the whole. Listen, it's a mystery.
Okay.
But if you wanna look it up on your own time, you can look up Snoop Dogg Crippia Enthusiasm.
Well, I can't wait till he puts out Snoop Dogg Crippia voice.
Crippia, I can see your voice.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, I don't get it. Then, but it must be a song, an old song.
It must be really old at this point. But it's certainly old enough for your mother to get it and think it's hilarious.
So hilarious that she's kept it in her mind for decades.
Yes.
And still tells it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So then what happened is they started having Beanie Baby conventions. And then here's the problem.
Oh, my gosh.
Counterfeits started coming in from China.
Well, of course. And also...
Yeah. Who cares?
Who cares?
I mean, how long can Beanie Babies really, you know, stay in the...
Well, these people thought forever.
They did think it was going to be forever. The Beanie Ladies definitely...
And explain to me, I've never understood this. To. When, let's say there's like a knockoff purse of an expensive brand and you buy a knockoff purse and it looks exactly the same... And lasts for years, and you got it for $20 on Venice Beach. Who cares?
Well, it depends on what you want that purse for.
I'm not saying you should rip people off, but I'm saying as the person that buys it, and you're like, oh, I got a Chanel bag for $20.
On Venice Avenue.
Yeah.
Venice Boulevard. It depends on what your purpose is.
What could the other purpose be?
Because the other purpose could be you want it to be a family heirloom. You want this to last for...
But can't this be a family heirloom even if it's $20 in Muscle Beach?
No.
Why?
Odds are it's not made that well. And the thing about these designer bags and why they're so expensive is because they're all handmade. By really amazing fabrics and leathers. And it's been passed down from generation to generation how people make these. And that's what's exciting.
Okay.
And,
well, there. Then I got my answer.
But that being said, if you just want to go strut your tail feathers, please strike that from the record.
Nope.
You know, at the nightclub with your Chanel knockoff, then do it. Have a ball.
Girlfriend, I will.
I mean, it's like a fake Rolex. Mm-hmm. Like, do you see a reason why you wouldn't just buy a fake Rolex instead of a Rolex?
They're terribly made, though, you're saying. These knockoffs.
I would say yes.
Okay.
Actually, here's an insider secret that I shouldn't be telling.
Okay. Okay.
But well, in show
just
business.
Only share it with me.
In show business. Mm-hmm. Some knockoffs are so good
that the people can't tell them apart.
That the person who's buying it has to know somebody who knows somebody, and they will go to an unmarked building. They have to text somebody something specific. That person will have to come down and get you. And
sounds like you've tried to get a cheap knockoff. That's all this tells me.
You're getting a Chanel bag for Christmas.
Well, my friends that were just in town, it's funny, they were in town from Ohio. This was Meemaw's daughter.
Okay.
Meemaw's daughter is an ex of mine. But her daughter is a teenager.
Yeah.
And she wanted to go to Rodeo Drive to go to like
the fancy.
Chanel. And I have never, ever
stepped
been into
foot
places like
in
that.
One of those
I've just
places.
Never been into places like
and did
that.
Did you go?
And you had to have appointments.
Yeah.
You had to like sign in.
Yeah.
I mean.
No, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. No, that when I was an assistant, I knew. I knew the shops that when you walk in, they give you sparkling water. You know, they're like, oh, can we hold your bags for you? And but it was like, it's a fancy, whoop-de-doo.
Wait, fancy because they gave you sparkling water and held your bag?
Yes.
Okay.
I drove my Toyota Tercel there that didn't have air conditioning. I remember one time I was returning a belt that cost more than my car was worth.
How much was the belt worth?
I would say it was probably worth like a few thousand. And my car at the time.
900?
If I left it somewhere with the keys in it, nobody would have taken it.
Yeah.
Okay. Ty did a collaboration with McDonald's for teeny beanies.
Yeah.
Also,
why does it always go to that?
I don't know.
Isn't that where you know that things are going to go south?
If you're collaborating with McDonald's?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those were teeny babies, right?
Those were teeny beanies.
Teeny beanies.
At Thai, sales reps were making huge amounts of money, but the rest of the staff was shut out of the profits. And Thai started giving employees beanie babies as bonuses, but they were numbered so Thai could identify which employees chose to sell theirs. So this was sad because one of the women said that the first, I don't know, year that he made a lot of money, he gave his employees a bonus of how much they got paid for their salary, which is a nice, that's a nice bonus. And then the next year, he gave them a $1 billion beanie baby. Just a beanie baby that had a dollar sign on it.
Thank you. Thank you. For me. For me.
It's like weird, right?
I could get used to this.
I hope I get one next year.
Hey.
I did.
Hey, Cheryl, did Ty give you a beanie baby with a dollar sign on the chest? Yeah, me too. What are you going to do with yours?
Yeah, and the thing is, he would like monitor eBay to see if people were selling theirs. So yeah, sad.
Killing time till he dies. Killing time.
That is a lot of time on your hands.
Yeah.
And then poor Lena, after the company became a $1 billion company, Lena, the originator of the poems and the blog, she was still only earning $12 an hour.
It's insane. And
then she tried to negotiate for more pay, but was rejected. She learned that the corporate board considered the internet to be a fad. why do I think it was a bunch of men sitting around going, nah, I don't think that's going to be around for long.
Bunch of men holding beanie babies.
Well, by the way, the one guy that was interviewed with just beanie babies on his legs. It's things.
Wait, the father and daughter duo?
No, the one guy that had the big warehouse and then he bought a fancy Porsche. Is it Porsche or Porsche? Porsche.
I don't know. Well, it's not Porsche de Rossi, right?
It's true. It's a Porsche.
But I was really intrigued by the father-daughter duo that collected beanie babies together.
I like the one guy that had his mother collected.
Oh, yeah.
He just had like a house full or apartment full of beanie babies. And he's like, I'm sure this is valuable. I don't want it, but I'm sure somebody out there wants to pay me for it.
But he's not getting rid of any of them.
They don't seem to be moving.
Yeah, the father and daughter duo reminded me nothing of my relationship with me and my father.
I cannot imagine my father for one second even saying the words.
First of all, knowing
beanie baby.
Yeah, knowing what beanie babies are. And second of all, saying it.
People thought the beanie baby craze would go on forever. I don't know what people. I guess the people in this documentary. But 6 years after their creation, the bubble burst and the market was flooded.
Oh, gosh.
And in the fall of 1999, Thai announced on the Beanie Baby blog that there would be no more Beanie Babies produced. This caused an increase in sales as people scrambled to buy the last of the stock.
Good God.
But soon after, Thai posted a vote to save the beanies that cost 50 cents a vote. That guy. You know, you start out.
He's the best. He's salt of the earth.
You start out thinking this is a sweet guy who made cute, adorable, little tiny.
Come on. I'm sitting there thinking, who is this weirdo? Who is this weirdo that is making beanie babies and won't do any interviews? And now he's charging 50 cents to vote on a blog?
To try to save. According to Thai.
Salt of the earth.
According to Thai, beanies won the vote.
90 to 10 or something.
But collectors felt tricked and manipulated by the stunt, and many started to sell their collections. Thai, okay, if you're going to watch this and you haven't watched it, you're not. I don't want to spill any beans, but...
Spill any beanies.
I don't want to spill any beanies.
Why didn't this fool discontinue Beanie Babies?
And then start
And
the
then
next
just
thing.
Start a new thing. Yeah. People would have...
Done whatever he...
Yeah.
They would have... Hellbly.
Instead of charging 50 cents to vote.
Ty was later charged with tax evasion and pleaded guilty, and he got 2 years probation.
I mean, that's the other thing, is it's like, that's the end of the movie. Usually movies end, and when they show like the black screen and the white type of like updates.
Right. And it's
there's
like
something interesting.
Right. But he learned his lesson, and now he teaches kids in inner city about business.
Yeah. This is just like he evaded his taxes and he got 2 years probation.
The
end.
No, this is something. There's been a slight resurgence in Beanie Baby mania for younger generations who are discovering their parents' or grandparents' collections. Okay. And you do see some clips in here. It just looks like young people in their 20s are like, wow, my mom collected all these. Who wants to buy them from me?
Wow.
Wow. I've got to get a hold of some of those.
I was more interested in the teeny beanies, the teeny babies.
What
yeah,
are they
it's like
teeny
they're tiny, beanies. Really tiny.
They were tiny. Yeah, well, adorable, you know, you could go through. Yes. And then that was sad, too, because they were saying that people would go buy Happy Meals and just throw away the delicious food only for the teeny beanies.
Nothing sadder than knowing that. McDonald's food is always going to waste. And what I was going to say is,
yes,
all food ends up going to waste.
Wow. That's a real sad look at life. All food?
Well, yeah, because you either don't eat it and it molds, or you eat it and it becomes waste.
This podcast always leads back to
poop. Poop.
So, Tig,
You old poop.
You, that was pretty good. Oh, I want to try.
You old poop.
I believe that was Katharine Hepburn from On Golden Pond. Thank you, Tig. You nailed it.
You old poop.
Okay, it's getting Italian. Tig, it is finally time for our happily ever after thoughts, where we give our final thoughts on this week's documentary. Did you cry?
I cried my face off.
At least it wasn't long.
Right. Felt long.
Yeah, by the time you're like, okay, the close-ups of the Beanie Babies. I like the one woman that was like, their eyes were so expressive. And it's a close-up of just like eyeballs that are...
just black dots.
Just sewn onto a tiny, tiny beanbag. And you're like, okay. Okay. Okay, who were you attracted to? Oh, I know. I know who you're going to say.
Who?
Nina. Nina, the poem writer. You don't remember Nina? The brains behind this whole operation?
Lena.
Oh. Oh. My mistake. I hope that gets cut out. Lena.
I would say I was most attracted to Princess Bear.
That's very dangerous.
Okay, Lena.
I will say there was a quick clip of Peter Jennings. He's attractive, no?
Sure.
Okay. Gosh, that hurt my face. Okay. Well, that was a hard hitting, and we really...
got to the bottom of things.
We really exposed the Beanie Babies for what they were.
We spilled the Beanie Babies.
That's all for this week's episode. Next week, we'll be talking about Haunters, the Art of the Scare, which is free to watch on Pluto TV. So, Tig, this is exciting because we're doing a theme. It's a Halloween theme.
It's spooky.
It's going to be so scary. All right. before we go, should we read some...
Wait, did you cry?
Oh, did I? Oh, God.
Okay, before we go,
Should we read some true fan mail?
Yeah, come on.
Okay. Rachel writes, hey, Rachel.
Hey, Rachel.
Tig and Cheryl. Hey, my boss and I are both snorkbulls. By the way, did I tell you that I went into the Gucci store and the guy from Gucci...
Braggadocious alert!
And the guy from the Gucci store was a snorkbull.
He was.
In Beverly Hills. Is that the cutest thing you've ever heard in your whole life?
Yes.
I bet he's the best dressed snorkbull. No, I'm sure we have some great dressed snorkbulls. But this guy was so super cute. Okay. My boss and I are both snorkbulls. She's the city librarian of our library system. Braggadocious alert! Anyway, it took me ages to put these things together. Every time I hear the intro to the show, I have the first podcast guy, I would think, this sounds so familiar. Today, I realize it reminded me of a commercial from my childhood. He sounds like the Fig Newton, Newtons are fruit and cake ad. Mm. And then she says, listen to the end.
Neville, I thought I said no eating cookies in bed.
It's not a cookie, Mother. It's a fruit Newton.
Oh, carry on then, carry on.
A cookie is just a cookie, but Newtons are fruit and cake.
Oh, okay.
That does.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rachel. That really
was helpful.
Answers a lot of questions people had. She says, love the show, Rachel. Okay. I guess that's going to do it.
Do you have anything to promote?
I mean, I'll say the usual.
Okay.
What about you?
Well, I do have another podcast, and it is back.
Okay.
And bigger than ever. Don't Ask Tig. Mm. Subscribe now. And then I'll be in Delaware, November 4th. Mm. Don't know the town. Haven't bothered to look it up.
There's no way to
but
know.
But man, oh man, am I going to be there telling jokes. And that is the last show of the year for me.
Wow. Okay.
Buy my book, I'm Just a Person.
Mm-hmm.
Check out my stand-up specials. Mm-hmm. Check out One Mississippi. You know what people don't realize? Cheryl Lee Ralph, who is from Abbott Elementary, who won the Emmy. She was on One Mississippi.
You know what? I am embarrassed to say that I have not seen One Mississippi.
Well, I haven't watched a damn thing you've done either.
Although Dr. Becky Hines says it is outstanding and I have to watch it, which is, of course, I will.
It's also on Hulu now.
Oh.
Yep. One Mississippi is on Hulu now. And thank you, Dr. Becky Hines, for watching it.
She's a smart, saying it's funny lady. She
outstanding.
Knows. Yeah.
I think it was a little ahead of its time by about 6 months.
Mm.
And I know it seems weird to say that, but I think it was some topics in there.
Oh.
Maybe a year ahead of its time.
Okay. I know. I'm really going to watch.
With, this is weird.
With an eye. Mm. You mean you predicted the future?
Some say. Some say.
Some say love. It is a flower that leaves your soul to bleed. I don't think those are the words. Some say
is a Beanie Baby rap song.
Just how does that song end?
Beanie Baby rap song?
It's only
the rose.
You hit the E. The rose. And then Bette Midler drops the mic and walks off.
You bet your ass.
You bet your sweet ass. All right.
Well, should we do it again?
Let's do it again.
This is a Beanie Baby rap song. Hey, kids. Thanks for coming to church. It's important for you. And here's some merch. And the Lord is with you all day and night.
Rapture.
clown, I'm going to Puss Town.
Scram,
clown, I'm going to Puss Town. What's up, beanie babies? Be pure.
I don't remember that part.
It's a country song.
It's a country song.
It's a country song.
Country song.
It's a country song.
Wow.
You bet your ass.
You bet your sweet ass. Tig and Cheryl True Story is hosted by me, Cheryl Hines, and Tig Notaro. It's produced by Thomas Ouellet, audio engineered and edited by Thomas Ouellet, with production assistance from Bobby Pearson. Music by David Sesson. Special thanks to Gabby Kovacic, Patrick McDonald, and Stephanie Allen. Follow us on social media for updates and review and rate True Story on Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate it. You can email us at tigandcherylTrueStory@gmail.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.